Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you in this glorious city, one of my favorite places in the world. Although this time of year, you have to bring your winter and your summer clothes, which of course I didn't do, but I'm making do. Mary Pittman, my training is in public health and city planning. So we're a pretty small cohort in the public health community and have spent a lot of years looking at ways in which to bring these kinds of sectors together. I want to commend both the Kresge Foundation and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation for stepping boldly into this juncture between these two sectors. I remember many years in trying to get Healthy Communities, Healthy Cities efforts up and running and going to health foundations and say, well, you're not doing health, and going to other foundations and say, you're doing health. There's growing understanding of the importance of this work. Now, I have chosen for the last couple decades to spend a lot of my time looking at ways in which to help hospitals fulfill their community benefit obligations in more strategic and more, as we say in public health terms, upstream ways. There are certainly times during that era where I've felt a bit like Don Quixote. But we are on a path which is quite exciting. What you've been hearing from our colleagues is beginning to be heard in no uncertain terms in the leadership of hospitals and health systems across the country. Put this slide up. This is a slide I often use in engaging hospital and health system leaders. As was talked about in yesterday's open session, we live, eat, and drink, and sleep the social determinants of health, but they have been largely unrecognized for the most part by the healthcare sector. That is changing in a fundamental way. There is recognition, unless you have your head in the sand, that we are moving very deliberately towards a system where hospitals are going to be at risk for the social determinants of health, where they are going to be held responsible financially for keeping people healthy and out of their institutions. So this is a time of great anxiety, but a time when hospitals are really thinking about how to engage folks in their communities. About a year and a half ago, we started a study by the other CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that focused on looking at publicly available reporting from hospitals and health systems on their community health needs assessments and implementation strategies. We also began to look and see to what degree we could also identify the assessments of other institutions. I put this slide only to highlight the fact that there is a hell of a lot of assessment going on out there. Most of it is in what child psychologists would call parallel play mode. We're doing this work past each other. We're not really aligning these respective efforts. There are certainly some exceptions in that public health departments and hospitals are increasingly doing assessments together, but we're now in the stage where we need to move beyond the assessment, because so often at the end of the assessment stage, everybody takes their toys and goes home. So this is really about bringing these folks together. You'll see, in addition, we have, of course, United Way's play increasing roles. Municipalities increasingly in general plans have very strong health dimensions to them. Community action agencies have a very important potential role to play in this process. They have in their own terminology that they see themselves as a potential backbone entity to coordinate and address poverty issues. When we followed up with our sites that we did the study on for the CDC and asked them if they'd engaged their community action agencies, the most common response was, what's a community action agency? So, and then you'll see in the far right, for obvious reasons, financial institutions are an important part of this. There's an assessment called a performance context that looks at the degree to which financial institutions have invested and focused their investments in these same communities that we're doing this work. So There's a link here, if you get to the slide, to this study. I encourage you to have a look at it. But the fundamental issue is how we begin to both harmonize these assessment processes and to really focus our resource allocations where these unmet health needs and associated social determinants are concentrated. So we have launched just this month an initiative with generous funding from the Kresge Foundation called Alignment for Health Equity and Development. It's a national initiative. It is, as Nancy talked about, this is an on-the-ground effort to really bring together and focus how hospitals fulfill their charitable obligations with United Ways, with community action agencies, with public health agencies, and then aligning them in very specific neighborhoods with the CRA-related investments of financial institutions. We have five cities where this activity is ongoing. It ranges from Atlanta, where we're working with the Atlanta Regional Collaborative on Health Improvement that's been meeting for the last 3 years. In each one of these areas, it focuses on selecting a very specific neighborhood and looking at ways in which to get the respective stakeholders to make commitments over the course of this next 18 months to aligned interventions, programs, services, and investments. Detroit is another community where we're working in. It's a unique effort there where we're working with what is a combined federally qualified health center and a community development corporation. I'm not sure there are too many of those around the country. This is a unique effort, an organization called Joy Southfield in the Cody Rouge neighborhood of West Detroit. This effort is just getting underway. But we have a lot of very strong partners that are engaged in this process. I should also note we're working with the Carsey Institute, which are the conveners of the Financial Innovations Roundtable. These are the community development financial institutions from around the country. With the invitation from David and his colleagues at the Federal Reserve, we presented early this year to the Financial Innovations Roundtable meeting in D.C. They had an unprecedented response from the CDFIs that said, we want to do this. We want to get involved in this work. So we're looking at ways and working with CARSI to bring together teams that include the CDFIs, that include hospital, public health, and other leaders in communities around the country to begin actually starting to plan these kinds of initiatives. Just put the slide up to highlight in the terms that we're talking about, the kinds of efforts that we're looking at bringing together. I've highlighted this is the collective impact approach. Of course, almost everybody has heard of collective impact. Almost every proposal that gets submitted to foundations these days says they're doing collective impact. But it's a wonderful framing of collaboration in real terms. And we think it's an important way of encouraging foundations and other investors to make sure that you're investing in an infrastructure at the community level that really supports weaving these kinds of efforts together, because it just doesn't happen on top of all of the other jobs that we're doing. So bringing all of these sectors together, bringing together these kinds of activities, focusing them, identifying a limited set of metrics that we can work with. We have to avoid the tyranny of the epidemiologist. It's not about measuring the percentage of impact of each intervention, but really looking at what the larger impacts of this is. So,
do you know your audience?
I was saying, with all due respect and appreciation to my fellow epidemiologists. So really, this is about bringing together, as described, as Doug talked about, the notion of the focus on outputs. On the community development side, on the transaction, it's really about thinking about how we focus on transforming the field. On the hospital community benefit side, it's getting out of that compliance head. We did the assessment. We move on from there. It's really about how do we establish a baseline, how we work with stakeholders to move this forward. I'm just going to take a quick moment to plug a colleague who had hoped to be with us this morning. Brian Smedley heads up the Place Matters Initiative. It is now launching into the National Collaborative for Health Equity. He has at least a couple sessions that are later on in this conference that I encourage you to go to. They're a key partner for us in this effort. They're involving working with a lot of local stakeholders and really building the capacity. A lot of these efforts, In fact, most of them involve stakeholders, community-based organizations, and advocacy groups and others that are not really engaged in the health, in our traditional health sector, but are really looking at this as a way of beginning to move this agenda. So they're providing a variety of forms of technical assistance. These are the cities that they're working in across the country. Again, these slides will be available to you. In the interest of time, I will stop there. Thank you very much.